Physicists had been improving quantum theory for nearly a quarter of a century when suddenly, in the years 1925 to 27, a series of dramatic breakthroughs made it possible to construct a radical and cohesive theory of quantum mechanics. New discoveries were then made so rapidly that it was hard to keep up with the literature. Great ideas were coming out so fast during that period, Edward Condon recalled, that one got an altogether wrong impression of the normal rate of progress in theoretical physics. One had intellectual indigestion most of the time that year, and it was most discouraging. In the highly competitive race to publish the new findings, more papers on quantum theory were written from Göttingen than from Copenhagen, Cavendish, or anywhere else in the world. Oppenheimer himself published 7 papers out of Göttingen,
a phenomenal output for a 23-year-old graduate student.
Wolfgang Pauli began to refer to quantum mechanics as Knabenphysik, boys' physics, because the authors of so many of these papers were so young.
In 1926, Heisenberg and Dirac were only 24 years old, Pauli was 26, and Jordan was 23.
The new physics was, to be sure, highly controversial. When Max Born sent Albert Einstein a copy of Heisenberg's 1925 paper on matrix mechanics, an intensely mathematical description of the quantum phenomenon, he explained somewhat defensively to the great man that it looks very mystical, but is certainly correct and profound. But after reading the paper that autumn, Einstein wrote Paul Ehrenfest that Heisenberg has laid a big quantum egg.
In Göttingen, they believe in it. I don't.
Ironically, the author of the theory of relativity would forever believe that Knabenphysik incomplete, if not profoundly flawed. Einstein's doubts were only heightened when, in 1927, Heisenberg published his paper on the central role of uncertainty in the quantum world. What he meant was that it is impossible to determine at any given moment both an entity's precise position and its precise momentum. We cannot know, as a matter of principle, the present in all its details. Born agreed, and argued that the outcome of any quantum experiment depended on chance. In 1927, Einstein wrote Born, "An inner voice tells me that this is not the true Jacob. The theory accomplishes a lot, but it does not bring us closer to the secrets of the Old One. In any case, I am convinced that he does not play dice."